In this time together, we're going to be taking a guided meditation journey with pimento berry. And it's lovely, you may be hearing some little bird noises. I'm sitting inside, but the birds are quite active here today in Sri Lanka. And I think it's quite auspicious to be able to meditate with such a beautiful spice oil in a country, in a land that utilizes so many rich and wonderful spices, and in a land where food is really so rich and abundant, very naturally and wildly. So as with all of the meditations, it's good if you can find yourself in a comfortable place that is relatively quiet. And you can either sit or lay down. If you think that you'll fall asleep, then you might like to sit up. Not that it's wrong if you fall asleep, but it's good to make effort to be awake when you're doing a meditation, to engage as much as possible in a non-engaged way. That's the irony of meditation. And if you're going to be sitting with your spine straight, this helps with the flow of energy and the connection in to our own higher self, and the connection in the ability for the essence, the spirit of any plant to be able to connect in through our crown chakra, through GV or Do 20 at the top of the head. And as you sit or as you're lying, feeling that connection both into the earth, so you might feel that coming through your tailbone, through your sacrum, and down into the earth. And then also feeling the connection up through the crown. And feeling your heart center and the beautiful blossoming radiance of your heart field extending out in a beautiful lattice work of energy. And feel that same field, that same beauty of energy unfolding in the lattice work, also extending out of the backside, behind the heart, out to the back. And out to the sides. We invite in the spirit and the essence of pimento berry to be with us, to help open our eyes and our ears and our hearts, to allow us to receive its medicine and its wisdom. And we thank you. Also acknowledging and thanking all of our ancestors who've come before us, and all of the many, many hands who've worked with the earth to procure these precious spices, to process them with our hands, to add them to our food. Sending blessings and gratitude to all of the hands, all of the many, many, many hands who've come before us, who have worked with the food, who have cooked the food. All of the hands who fed each of our ancestors, all of the hands who have truly nourished us as we exist right now. And if you have pimento berry near you, you can take a drop and put it on one or two of the quantum acupuncture points from the chart to go with this oil. I just put it on before I started recording. I just put it on CV8 in my belly button. And then I put it on stomach 12. One of the translations of that point is broken bowl. And it's right near the, right next to the clavicle there on either side. I know that I've worked with this point in the past when I feel that I've sort of almost received too much in life, like life's been overwhelming to me and I can't take any more in. I can't take any more in. I can't digest anymore. This point, broken bowl, sort of picks up the pieces of being overwhelmed by life and helps us to mend the bowl, to mend the vessel, so that we can receive nourishment again, so that we can trust nourishment, so that we can trust our ability to digest and transform and take in. Holding pimento berry on one or two points for anywhere from a minute to 3 minutes, or until it feels complete. And just sitting quietly during this time, receiving and feeling and noticing the shifts, but without having to understand why or figure anything out. You don't have to figure anything out. You might feel warm currents of energy travel down and into the pelvic area from your belly button or up into the stomach, warming and circulating there. Feeling a connectivity between your heart and your belly and your pelvis, just above the pubic bone. Feel those three warm energy centers circulating their light and their heat. And allow yourself to imagine, see, feel, know what it's like for things to be breaking down only to then be assimilated into something new. So this process of enzymatic transformation happening, and you might choose to feel it or see it in one particular area, or happening throughout your body, just become very loosely aware of this very natural process of transformation, digestion on all levels, and integration. And as you feel ready, you can, of course, stay with that process, that listening, that deep listening, for as long as you like. Just pause this. Or if you feel ready, simply ask, either out loud or in your heart, in your mind, ask pimento berry what it has to show you and reveal to you about the nature of receiving. and about the nature of giving and this movement of sacred reciprocity within yourself. Asking that question and then just sit and simply listen and receive and feel for anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10 minutes. And as you feel ready, come out of the meditation and do some journaling for a little bit. It's really important after these kinds of meditations to journal because more is revealed in the journaling process. I'll be quiet now and again asking the question, what does Pimenta Berry have to show you about receiving, the nature of receiving, of giving, and of sacred reciprocity as it exists within you?